T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, SiperFi, welcome in to this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, will join us at 4:30. That's what we got this hour. In your calls on our Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text lines at 504-260-1870. A bit of a hurdle for the Saints, and Marshawn Lattimore cleared. His gun charge, felony gun charge, was dropped. He was put on probation for not basically notifying the police officer that he was carrying a gun, because he has a carry permit. So no league discipline expected. I could say that pretty clearly.
So no league discipline expected, but have they even addressed it? Same thing with Deontay Harris. Have the league come out officially and addressed it? I don't think, right?
No. The answer is no. But if you go back, this was, I want to say in September, we had Amy Dash on, who is a lawyer involved with sports law. And she basically called this shot, that this was what was going to happen. And she suspected, made the comment that she thought he would probably get out of this with probation and most likely not serve any suspension time by the NFL. So I give it to her. Boy, she was dead on at least on one. Now we'll see what happens with the commissioner. But that he hasn't reacted by now, he can react anytime he wants.
The thing is, they'd be kicking the Saints when they're down, dealing with all the injuries. When I look at this season, and, it's part of football, you look at the expectations. Now this is post-Drew Brees. But to me, it's kind of very similar compared to what they did in 2019. Who was one of the favorite teams last year, and then do Jack? And now they got the players back, but they kind of still hovering around 500 was the 49ers. Remember how the 49ers fell off the radar in 2000? COVID season, everybody got hurt. Well, I don't know, no other team. I mean, I'm not making any excuses, but I know this never happened really on the Sean Payton. This many significant injuries when it rains, it pours.
Today, Landon Young, he goes down. He's lost for the year. Troutman, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, it just continues on the offensive side of football.
Yeah, defensively, Chauncey Gardner, he's the only one. That's why no excuse with the defense against the Eagles, considering that performance.
In 2009, the Saints did have a long list of guys on IR, but they weren't starters.
Okay. Not like this.
No, right. Like this. They had a long list, but they weren't. They were, it was their depth. It wasn't their studs.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them.
Especially when you're counting on a guy like Alvin Kamara.
And now Mark Ingram being on the injury report.
Yeah, and it's going to be a
challenge. At least Taysom practiced today. That's the encouraging thing.
And I guess you can't go by this because that sure wasn't the case against the Eagles. We had the number one run defense. It's always been Saints, Tampa Bay Saints, as far as what do you average per play, and what are your opponents? I didn't realize this, but it was third? The Bills, who we're getting ready to play. So if we don't have a banged-up Ingram, no Kamara, man, who'd want to play quarterback? I don't know. It's going to be a challenge when you consider the weapons. because even if the Bills are stout against the run, you have to still attempt to run the football.
And the other thing, too, is now they get Tremaine Edwards back, and he was injured. Now he's coming back, and so that's it. But I told Mike Cost this stat, and I told it to you, Bob. Of all the starting defensive linemen, there's only one starter on the Buffalo Bills defensive line that has played more than 55% of the snaps. Ed Oliver, 58. Everybody else under 55%. Name me another team that's like that. Basically, they got one or two guys that are playing 75, 80, 85.
Right.
Remember, at one time, Cam Jordan was in
90%, the 90s. 90%, yep.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, we are going to have Amy Dash on here in a little bit as well to talk about the Marshawn Lattimore situation. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Mike, the Saints make an acquisition, adding to what they hope to their wide receiver core.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Saints are signing Malcolm Perry. If the name's familiar with it, if you watch college football, Malcolm Perry was an unbelievable quarterback at Navy.
Yeah, basically, you watch Army-Navy game or something.
He rushed for over 2,000 yards in 2019. He came out in the 2020 draft. I had him ranked as a receiver. The Dolphins picked him in round 7. They tried to kind of do some maneuvers, but Bill Belichick, who has always loved Navy players, picked him up. And so he'll start out on the Saints practice squad. He was recently waived off IR. And so he will start out in the Saints practice squad, but the plans are to quickly get him on the 53-man squad. So you, most college football fans, they've seen Malcolm Perry. Again, he's not Superman to come here to save the day, but he's an interesting player who, in the slot and also as a return man, could give you a little bit oomph, a little bit.
Look, I think right now for the Saints, they're trying any way they can to add to that group that really can't get any separation. Bobby, you saw it on Sunday. Man, the Eagles were just squatting on everything.
Well, I would.
Well, they're squatting, and they're confident that they're going to get enough pressure on Trevor Siemian that you really can't do double moves. Like a slant and go, or an out and up, because the ball had to come out on time. If it wasn't coming out on time, Trevor's getting hit. Now, if you can make a guy miss and extend the play, then you can have a big play. Taysom Hill might be able to do that. But, you know, look at Darius Slay. You know, when his first rodeo, he knew he was he's sitting on that route.
Man, he played it like he was the receiver.
Right. And that had been almost like maybe you had a chance to double move him on that particular snap because he was cheating that much. And then maybe you're hitting him over the top. But then the Eagles took the approach. The Saints have, three of their starters out on the offensive line.
And we going after
them. And they've all been Pro Bowlers, if not all pro. Ryan Ramczyk, Teron Armstead, even Andrews Pete. So when you witnessed that didn't surprise me. We're not able to hit chunk plays. But the fans would want to know right now, when you're trying to extend the play and help the protection, is that if Taysom Hill is ready to roll, because we might need that spark, why not have Taysom start against the Bills? Now, I don't know how healthy he is. I think last week, since he didn't practice, I think he'd almost have to practice a week at the quarterback position to prepare as a starting quarterback for the game.
But in a short week, how do you do that?
I'm saying. That's why I think it'd be more the Dallas game, because it's Thursday to Thursday. Because then you do have a full week to prepare.
In a situation, because you've had to be in this spot, where, okay, you miss an offensive lineman. The big complaint in doing talk show radio in Philly last week was the Eagles didn't blitz enough. They weren't sending extra people. All of a sudden against the Saints, okay, man, they got three linemen out. Kamara's not there. We going after them. Listen, nobody feels sorry for you in this league.
Right.
They going after you. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. And they went after the Saints, and they were blitzing a lot more than have in any other game this year. And I know that was something Eagles broadcast team pointed out, that they knew that there was a weak spot. And you know what? If you got it, everybody's got it. I'll break the chain. I'll go after you until you break. And they went after the Saints in the first half blitzing.
And then I look at this. I think it's the first time I really complained about Dennis Allen and his defensive game plan. You know, but I say, Sean's the head coach. Sean's not running the defense. Sean doesn't have anything to do with the defense. He's on the offensive side of the ball. And the reason why I bring that up, I mean, in the future, the Eagles going to keep running until somebody stops them.
Because of the success.
The bottom line. I would like the approach that make Jalen Hurts have a 300-plus yard passing game. Now, he's capable of doing that, but let's see him do it. Christian, he threw the ball 24 times, completed 13, had 147 yards passing. But look what they did running. The reason why I say that leading up to this game, why would they stop that? If you look, the Eagles had rush for 628 yards the past three games before the Saints. Like, they were averaging 209 yards a game. So that's a sample size.
Yeah.
Three games.
You're not getting away from that until somebody stops it.
That was 151 more yards than the next closest NFL team in that span. So I'm like saying, well, I know one thing, if they can run on us, that's what they continue to do. So let's see if we can make Jalen Hurts beat us now. Easier said than done. You got to keep him in the pocket and all that. But I'm putting I'm telling Paulson Adebo, Roby, Lattimore, y'all on an island. We ain't helping y'all. Now, what Jalen Hurts did do at the beginning of the game, he threw two significant passes to Goddard, the tight end, and beat Malcolm Jenkins. Mm-hmm. So you see almost now you still, Malcolm, P.J. Wells, y'all might be on an island too. No C.D. Deuce, no Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You know, the hybrid guy that we utilize covering tight ends. Now, you're still going to have Marcus Williams play like that center field. But I'm not talking about cover zero, but I'm talking about how can you not have eight in the box when you're playing the Eagles and see if it works. See if it works. See if you can stop the run that way. But just to play head up or basic, the Eagles embarrassed us. And the reason why I bring that up is because if you look, they basically ran the last two times the Saints have played the Eagles, they've run for 500 yards in two games.
Yeah.
Come on.
Eric Eager, Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus, joining us each and every Tuesday during the football season. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
Well, not so well down in these parts on a three-game losing skid for the Saints. Aside from injuries, what can you put your finger on as to why the Saints have gone on this slide?
Well, I think part of it is, you catching teams at the wrong time, right? The Falcons team, that you guys got, I believe it was off of a bye, I think. That wasn't a great time. And then, you got Tennessee. I think that game was probably aided by the referees if you're a Titans fan. And, last week, I think the Eagles are playing better than almost anybody in the NFL right now. Because the NFL is so like weird right now, they're certainly, you caught them at a bad time, right? And I think that's, that happens. Moving forward here, they just need better play from the quarterback, who gave them two good games, and then last week kind of hurt them a little bit. And then defensively, I think that they'll be fine. I think that, they're engineered to beat, sort of what I would consider to be normal offenses. And, the Eagles don't represent that anymore, and that's a tough play. That's a tough team to handle. I think Buffalo plays a far more normal offense. Now they're more talented, but that hasn't stopped them from struggling over the last month or so.
Now, Eric, this day and age, and how do y'all break this down? Because it's different. You look passing attempts versus rushing attempts. The reason why I bring that up, for instance, the Eagles had 50 rushing attempts. They basically averaged like 4.8 but 5 yards a carry. And then I'm looking at the Colts versus the Bills, and they rushed the ball 46 times. So, it doesn't matter the quarterback, their strategy. I still think the run game, if you can control the trenches, the reason why I say that, I'm looking at the Eagles, the last 4 games, they've run for 870 yards. Come on, the teams know they're running. And you can put 8 in the box, you're not stopping them. So how do y'all evaluate that when you consider you're not asking Jalen Hurts to do too much when, let's say, he has 24, 25 attempts a game and not even throwing for 200 yards?
Yeah, I mean, he gets a 61 passer grade from us, which is a little bit above replacement level. He had no what we call big-time throws. He had no turnover-worthy plays, too. Average 6.1 yards attempt. I mean, for context, Trevor Siemian's grade is in the passing game was actually better than Jalen Hurts because he threw he had four big time throws. He had the 2 turnover worthy plays, which were awful. It's hard to come back from that, but he had more positive than Jalen Hurts had in the passing game, especially given what he had to work with. So we do it, like, we'll grade that out, right? And we'll say, Jalen Hurts isn't necessarily Joe Montana back there. But it is a hard, offense to play against. And I think, when you look at the NFL, I mean, what is the team that everybody's trying to beat, the last 3 years? Well, it was the Chiefs, and you look at all these defenses that are engineered, to beat Kansas City. What do? You look at the 4 teams that everybody, well, not the 4 teams, but the teams that everybody's looking at for defensive solace right now, it's LA Chargers, and Denver Broncos, the Vic Fangio scheme. They're the 3 teams in the NFL that run the least number of players in the box, right? And, we've seen teams like Kansas City and teams that try to emulate Kansas City, like Buffalo, sputter. We've seen teams like Tennessee prior to the Henry injury, teams like the Colts, teams like the Eagles and the Ravens have success because, if you engineer your team to run too high and 6 defensive backs and, 6 men in the box, then when you have to play a running team, you either have to try to play that running team with 6 men in the box or play 7 or 8 men in the box, which you're not used to doing. And that can hurt you momentarily. So I think that's what we're seeing. I think we're seeing an NFL that is rightfully, sort of designing their defenses to stop these high-octane passing offenses.
And we're running the ball more.
And we're seeing people run the ball more for some success.
Now, Bobby and I were talking about that last night, and that was a big debate, back and forth about, you got to throw the football. It's this stupidity that it's a residual of the passing game. No, if you're physical and you can run the football early, why the hell you get away from that? That's to me, it's still a big part of football today. Eric, one of the things I see with Buffalo and why I didn't pick them to go to the Super Bowl was, I was unsure if they could run the football. It just wasn't the running back. Their offensive line, to me, is an average at best offensive line. They get no push. Early in the season, they did have some success running the football, and it opened up everything for Josh Allen. Now you start to see they hit the pothole a little bit in the road because they're not running the football real well. They're throwing everything on Josh and saying, okay, you got to make every throw count. And then last weekend, they got gashed by the Colts. I mean, and the Colts didn't come in there trying to disguise they're going to run the football. Come on, you knew when you play the Colts, it's you better stop Jonathan Taylor you're going to get a mouthful.
Yeah, and Eric, it's not 30 rushing attempts. It's almost like the Eagles, 46 rushing attempts. And then I want you to elaborate, like Mike said, Jonathan Taylor, you know, we always talk about these quarterbacks. Doesn't he come into the conversation right now because he's leading the NFL in both yards rushing and touchdowns? I mean, if the Colts continue to have success, how can Jonathan Taylor not be in the conversation for MVP?
Jonathan Taylor, I think, has masked some of the deficiencies Carson Wentz still has at quarterback. Because you can run the football and they built so strong up front. But Eric, do you look at this that Singletary could be that guy for Buffalo, especially when you get into these really bad weather games, if you've got to play in Buffalo in December or into January? And to me, I look at that offensive line, it looks average to me, at best, to run the football.
Yeah, I think that to your point, though, like you can't just, you know, in a season, you can't just say, okay, we're going to play the run now. You know, like you've engineered your team. Your players are players designed to stop the pass, right? Like the Buffalo Bills have put the majority of their resources. I mean, Gregory Rousseau is mostly like a pass rushing end. Like that's where they signed the draft pick, right? Like, you know, they don't have a big space eater inside. They don't have linebackers. Their linebackers are athletic guys. They're not run stuff.
They're east-west guys.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that works. Like they held the Kansas City Chiefs to, what, 13, 20 points when they faced them at Arrowhead? But when you have to play a team that's engineered to run the football. Now, the question becomes, right, you know, to win that game, the Colts had to start the game and score, right? And they had to score again.
Right.
And then you can press it. The issue that I have is that, you know, and why when we look at the Super Bowl winners, it's almost always, you know, the Bradys and the Mahomeses and the – even back in the day with Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, it's like it's passing can generally win any type of game, right? Passing can win the game when you're behind. It can win the game when you're ahead. Whereas running can win a game for sure, but you have to get ahead with it and you have to stay ahead with it. And I think the Colts are as good of a team as anybody at that. And so I really do like them. I think Frank Reich's a fantastic coach and a fantastic play caller. And I think Ballard does a good job of signing physical players, to your point. I don't know if this is a sign that teams should engineer their teams to be run first because of how, you know, for example, Tennessee, if that running back gets hurt or you have an offensive line that gets hurt, like, look at what that offense is now. Like,
Adrian Peterson today.
You look, Tannehill, he's forced
four
to
interceptions.
Have to make, interceptions. He's forced to make more plays.
Again, Derrick Henry masked a little bit of the deficiencies that Tannehill had.
Well, and you think of Lamar with the Ravens, as great as the Ravens as a team, well, what have they won? Now, they can win. Eric, I agree with your point there, but they're still viewed as a running team.
And that's not going to change.
They got behind 14-0 in the playoffs against Tennessee when they were 14-2, and now you're playing left-handed as a run first team, and you're just not. I mean, Lamar's shown this year that he can build a comeback, but you know when that Ravens team was the best team in the NFL in 19, they were 14-2, and they got hit in the mouth twice by the Titans in the playoffs, and you're not used to throwing the ball, right? And that style of game can't necessarily win every type of game, including that one. Whereas the contrast was obviously in that same playoffs, Kansas City got down 24-0, they got down 17-7, and they got down 20-10, and they won all three of those games and won the Super Bowl. And again, that's because a passing offense like that can win any type of game.
But going back to Buffalo, do you really think if they need to and have to run the football, they can be a real effective team?
No, I mean,
I don't think so either.
It brings back memories of the Frank Reich and Buffalo and then the Houston Oilers back in 92 where, you know, the run and shoot offense could win, could get ahead of, you know, could come back, but could it carry a lead? You know, could it right. could it carry a right. lead? And you know, we saw it obviously when Buffalo came back on 35-3, and you know that's the same question I have with Buffalo, because like, I agree, like they've moneyballed their offensive line in the passing game. Their offensive line's good enough in the passing game because their quarterback can move and he can throw on the run, and he's otherwise really good. But can they line up with a tight end and a fullback and run the ball and gain 3-4 yards when they have to? Probably not. Do you really want Josh Allen to take all those hits? Because he's really their most effective runner.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus here on Sports Talk. He joins us each and every Tuesday during the football season. He's the Vice President of Research and Development at Pro Football Focus. How is DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker, graded out so far this year?
He only had one tackle, gets a running team. Come on, Eric. I was disappointed there.
Yeah, so if I look at this game for New Orleans, not a lot of great grades on that defense. DeMario Davis was a 63. For the year, he's a 73. He's an 81 in run defense, 62 in coverage. You know, he hasn't given up a passing touchdown in coverage as 4 PB. He's been fine. I mean, you know, as you guys know, like you need players up front to eat blockers. You also, I mean, these quarterback run offenses are just hard to defend, right? And
right.
you look at and for linebackers who aren't used to that, it's just tricky. And I'll give the Eagles a lot of credit. I thought early in the season Sirianni and company couldn't coach their way out of a paper bag, but they've really done a good job.
I agree.
Mean, when you look at Devontae Smith, he's wide open all the time. And you look at, you know, even Dallas Goedert, he's wide open all the time. And that's after trading Zach Ertz. You know, that they looked like they were tanking. Now they're in the playoff race. So the thing about the Eagles, and this is important, and I think this is also true about the Saints and why they're competitive despite losing Drew Brees and Jameis Winston. If you're good on the offensive and defensive line, you can be competitive even if you don't have a quarterback. And I think that the Eagles were just a better version of that against the Saints than the Saints were.
Now, Eric, with that being said, do you think the Saints need a spark? Now, obviously, he has to be healthy, that being Taysom Hill. It's a short week. He was going to be the emergency quarterback. I could see people say, well, you know, the concussion. But, no, it was his foot, ankle, foot, whatever. You got to be able to run. Would you see Sean Payton utilize it and giving Taysom Hill a shot? Because I think if Taysom's ready to roll, Sean would give an opportunity right now with quarterback, considering they maybe need that spark offensively. Now, it would help if you have Alvin Kamara, another weapon. You know, you need kind of all hands on that. Michael Thomas, he's going for the season. But I think that would complement Taysom Hill quarterback if you had Kamara available. Now, when is he available? I don't know. But even if he's not, I could see Sean Payton, since it is a short week going against the Bills, not playing him. But then you have a full week because it's Thursday to Thursday to maybe be the starting quarterback against Dallas.
Yeah, I think given what you said, they're facing the Bills and the Dallas Cowboys. Those are two of the best teams in the NFL, even if the NFL is kind of being weird this year. You have to do something, right? Because you're on a 3-game losing streak. You have a pretty good chance of being on a 5-game losing streak if you don't.
Right.
And we have this Saints team, I believe, about 41% chance to make the playoffs, you know, given everything. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means, you know, you have to take chances, right? You were a favorite to make the playoffs just a couple weeks ago. Now you're an underdog. You have to take chances. After these next 2 weeks, though, the Saints have a pretty easy schedule. So I do like the idea of going with Simeon, you know, fixing Hill in a few times here and there. But also, Hill's one of your best weapons outside of the quarterback position, too. So it's sort of like the double-edged sword. And then thinking about the mini bye, and then going ahead with Hill after that, and just seeing what happens and hoping Kamara comes back healthy.
Eric Eager, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Thanks, VP Eric. Of Research and Development, Pro Football Focus. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Aaron in Mobile, what's going on, Aaron? You're on WWL.
Yes, I just wanted to call and touch on. I'm so proud of Taysom Hill, man. I'm so proud of the way he handles the situation, because I feel as if he's the best player on the Saints team. And if you look back, some of the playoff losses we had, he didn't play in them games. I'm talking about last year, Tampa Bay, he was hurt. I'm talking about, I think, the Rams NFC Championship game. If I'm not mistaken, he was hurt. He didn't play that game.
And I then think he was up for that game. I know he was down for the Bucs game last year, but he was up for that game.
Yeah, and for the Minnesota game, if you remember, the Saints put him in at quarterback, and a spark happened. And they were driving down the field, and they put Breeze back in, and he fumbled the ball. And I feel as if it's because he's so athletic, he's getting punished. This man wants to play quarterback. They set him up on that Monday night game to be with the third team where Jameis Winston had success. If Taysom Hill would have had the opportunity that Taysom had, I mean, Jameis Winston had, he would have blown it up too, man.
Well, Aaron. You remember? No small sample size. He went 3-1 as a starting quarterback. What happened when he played against the Eagles last year? Jalen Hurts outplayed him. It was his first game as a rookie. You remember that game? Taysom Hill, I want to say, got sacked three times. Sacked. And it's hard to tackle Taysom Hill. But it's hard to tackle him now.
On the road.
What I'm saying is you brought this guy,
Trevor Siemian, in. And if I'm a defensive player, and y'all could be honest with me, and I'm walking and we break the huddle, and you got the best player on the Saints team flanked out, not touching the ball, I'm a happy camper.
Well, sometimes he could be a decoy, or you could get the ball in his hands. Listen,
man, Alvin Kamara is the best football player on this team. Bottom line.
And Aaron, Taysom Hill.
I want him. Taysom.
Aaron, Taysom Hill.
Not a quarterback.
Taysom Hill is going to get a chance. Believe
me, he's going to get it.
They paid him. They just paid him a lot of money yesterday, and accordingly, in the future, if he's the quarterback. Or he just a hybrid guy is what he's going to get paid. But he got $22.5 million guaranteed. So I think Taysom's in the plans for the Saints in their future. Now, it might be a short week at quarterback to be ready for a game against Buffalo on Thursday. But if it doesn't work out against the Bills and you have a whole week, I'd be almost shocked if he's not the starting quarterback against Dallas in the Superdome. You.
Aaron, thanks for the phone call. Coming back for Jimmy and Gretna. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Right back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Jimmy and Gretna, what's going on, Jimmy? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, Christian. How's it going, man? Real quick, basketball plug. Pelicans tomorrow night. I went last night. Christian, man, they had 2,000 people there. Really sad. They got $2 tickets on the secondary market. It's really, yeah, man.
Why do you sacrifice 2 hours, 2.5 hours of your night?
Well, he's just supporting the local professional.
He's trying to be supportive.
Exactly. Hey, Bobby, listen, this is a mulligan year, and, yeah, we got to get through it. But, man, I'm getting scared they're going to relocate like this. And also, UNO basketball. Yeah, UNO basketball the next 3 days at 1 o'clock at Lakefront Arena. But, look, the Saints and the previous caller talking about Taysom Hill, I'm a big fan. I've called up about it. I think he has what it takes to be a starter in the NFL. I know you guys don't agree totally.
Nope.
I look at 3-1 last year. I look at comparisons to Steve Young. Now, that was Sean Payton saying that. I know Mike says, you know, he didn't grade out this and that. But, like he was – I think what the previous caller was suggesting is this. If you're a defender and you got Siemian across the way at quarterback or you got Taysom Hill, who are you more worried about? You know, Tyrann Mathieu said in an interview he's more concerned about a guy like Taysom Hill being quarterback because he doesn't know if he's going to get run over, thrown at, you know, or whatever.
Right, right.
Look, that's a great point, Jimmy. Hill,
I like him in a utility role. I think that's the spot for him.
Well, Jimmy, the thing is.
But right now, he might be your best option at quarterback.
Okay, but Jimmy, also.
He might be.
Okay, so let's say you really like him at quarterback. And how reckless the way he plays.
I don't know if he'll last.
He don't want to hook slide he don't go out of bounds. He's going to run over you. And then Steve Young, listen, Steve Young, Steve Young's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
He can throw
Young was accurate.
Really?
Now, you look at Taysom Hill, you might say, well, look, he's over 70% in the four games, small sample size. But when you watch him in practice, the ball's on the ground way too much. You can watch a Drew Brees-type practice. Or I remember, I said this story probably like 10 times. I remember in West Virginia training camp, it's Tom Brady and the Patriots versus the Saints. And they ran 40 snaps. You know, Pascal throwing the ball. The ball hit the ground one time because the receiver dropped it. It was like 39 of 40. And it's like, I think we got, it's not on air. It's like both quarterbacks were so efficient and so accurate. It was ridiculous.
Hour one down, hour two coming your way. Bobby, Mike, and Christian, Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.